earn Fortnite loot, watching YouTube, and more. Coming up on today's episode of Lace and Tech News. Hey, Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. That's right, this is Lace and Tech News. My name is Taylor Merrick, and if you're new here, hit that subscribe button right now so that you don't miss out on the latest news. And, well, if you're around for any length of time, you know the drill. If you like a part of the show, be sure to hit that like button if you're watching on YouTube. Also, we're getting the community forums going once again, so head on over to forum.technewsgadget for all of that. And also, this show has been nominated for an award on the Podcast Awards, so simply head on over to podcastawards.com. Free registration. It'll only take you a couple minutes to register and nominate your favorite shows. We are in the technology category under latest in tech news. So if you could nominate our show, it will be winding down at the end of the month. And then the voting slate begins, I believe, next month. I still haven't double checked. I should probably do that. Just numerous things going on. And I'm like, 10 million different things. What do I do? Oh, I did one thing today. Yay, I tied my shoes. So I'm productive. Okay. So, well, with that out of the way, the lineup we have for you guys today is, well, yep, our feature story. We'll be taking a look at Fortnite players can now earn loot from watching YouTube videos. We'll also be taking a look at, well, how to stop those annoying website notification prompts. Also, we'll be looking at some new leaks related to the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL and some specs to follow. And finally, we'll be taking a look at a new feature being introduced to Overwatch. And I know it's been a little bit since I've announced some Overwatch news, but this one is definitely worth noting. This feature now lets you pick and queue for a specific hero class instead of arguing over the champion you wanted to play, or at least the role that you wanted to play, something that's been in League of Legends for like eons by now. At this point, prior to that, it was mainly good luck. Hopefully you get the pick and the role that you wanted. So yeah, it seems every company has their own way of slowly adopting features that players clamor for years and years, untold years, and then they finally get it, and then it's like, woohoo, we can finally play the game that we wanted. So yeah, and you'll notice it's a little bit shorter lineup. Also, we won't have a Did You Know segment, but we will have This Day in Tech News. Speaking of which, on this day in tech history, well, being that today is July 18th, 2019, on this day in 1968, Robert Noyce, Andy Grove, and Gordon Moore incorporate Intel in Santa Clara, California to build microprocessors. Their first processor, the 4004, was released in 1971 for use in calculators. IBM's choice of Intel's 8088 processor for use in the IBM PC led to Intel's emergence as the premier manufacturer of processors still to this day. Although, if you were to ask me personally, I still prefer to go with AMD, but it is Intel, and they've been around for quite a while, and they've done a lot with microprocessor technology, so can't discount what they've done there. For those of you wondering, the microprocessor has allowed computers to increase in speed and decrease in size, and the microprocessor is also ironically what built Intel, whose Pentium processors now power most IBM-compatible personal computers. And in case you didn't know, Gordon Moore is famous for Moore's Law, which dictates that every 18 months, microprocessors double in speed and decrease in size by half. So a couple interesting facts there for you guys in case you didn't know. Now that we have that out of the way, let's head on over to today's feature story. Oh, man, I got a new layout. It's just slightly new. You won't even know the difference. By the way, if you're wondering, hey, Taylor, how do I get access to all the articles that you mentioned on today's show? Well, head on over to technewsgadget.net, and there you can find the show notes for today's episode or any other episode. And there you'll have your article links at the ready. Click away, look at the pictures, watch the videos that are linked therewith, and enjoy. I will say that it'll be a lot easier if you're listening to the show via the podcast, because if you're listening via the podcast, the show notes are directly in the podcast app, and all you have to do is tap on the article link, and it'll open it up right in that page for you. Pretty cool. Pretty simple, right? So, Fortnite players can now earn loot from watching YouTube videos, and this was announced just ahead of the Fortnite World Cup, and before the final showdown happens as well. I talked about that on yesterday's show. Fortnite and YouTube, in case you didn't know, exist hand in hand, and now Epic Games is rolling out a new feature that gives players free cosmetics for watching matches on YouTube. Yep. The new initiative is called Drops and allows players to receive special Fortnite cosmetics when they link their YouTube and Epic Games account to watch certain Fortnite events, namely the World Cup that's coming up. Epic has done similar things in the past on Twitch. Considering how popular Fortnite content is on YouTube, the partnership is making a lot of sense, especially ahead of the Fortnite World Cup starting next week. So it looks like the final showdown will be happening on Saturday, the big old mech battle that we've been hoping for, and then the World Cup is next week. The event is expected to draw millions of viewers as top players compete for a collected prize pool of $30 million. Solo players will be competing for a top prize of $3 million alone. So, how do you enter, win, get loot? Well, players only need to watch 20 minutes of a broadcast to receive a drop, according to a new blog post from Epic Games. So here's how you link your account. Sign in to YouTube in a desktop browser, go to Accounts and select Settings. Under the Connected Accounts section, select your Epic Games account. If you do not already have an Epic Games account, create one and then start at step 2. Click or tap Connect. Step 6, sign in to your Epic Games account. So, and then, ooh, it looks like they got a couple sprays and a couple gun wraps. The first event that will introduce drops is Game Jam Hollywood. The event brings together 16 different Fortnite creative community builders to design creative new levels for the World Cup Finals. People who want to collect some Fortnite drops can tune in on July 25th at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. From there, the next events will be during the World Cup at the end of the month. So it looks like how Game Jam Hollywood premiere is on the 25th. Fortnite World Cup Finals Day 1 is on the 26th. Day 2 is on the 27th. And Day 3 is on July 28th. So Epic Games and YouTube are planning to use drops in future events too, which will be announced after the World Cup. So keep all of that in mind. This is just what's been teased so far. I guarantee you more is coming down the road, so stay tuned for that. Are you guys excited? Fortnite World Cup Championships next week. Who are you rooting for? Let me know down in the comment section if you're going to be watching and who you're going to be watching. Me, the Fortnite World Cups don't have as much of a pull as the League of Legends World Championship does. I'm sorry. It just... I know a lot of people like Fortnite. I'm still very much a hardcore League of Legends fan, even though I rarely play it, and I actually play Fortnite more often than not. It's just, I don't know. League of Legends is my initial fave. It's usually one of my featured faves, and it's usually the game of choice if I'm going to be talking about stuff. For me, it's simple. It's understandable. I know exactly what to do. And if I'm gone for like months or a year at a time and I hop back in, I literally jump back in without skipping a beat, minus probably rune changes and character champ changes, but it's not really that big a deal. I can still jump into a game. I understand the entire lineup of the teams. I know exactly who's usually competing from where. I'm usually all up to date on that for the most part. And I'm usually interested in seeing the new teams that do show up and where they come from and what teams might have shuffled around members between themselves. So, yeah, for me, it's the League of Legends World Championship. And I'm going to probably say that because I said it last year. But, yeah, for the rest of you, enjoy the Fortnite World Cup. This is an exciting event, definitely. I have a feeling it's going to be a lot better this year compared to last year, because last year they had the bugs that they worked through and figured out this is what we can and can't do and this is what we can improve on. So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that this year is going to be better than last year. We'll have a lot more fun stuff going on. It'll be a lot more fun to watch. It'll be interesting to see who's participating and how they're participating. If we get any bugs that happen in game, like what happened last year. You remember that? You don't? Well, tune in to last year's show. A lot of fun surrounding that. I've been doing this show for a while, in case you didn't know. So yeah, definitely exciting. Who knew? And if you're a solo player, heck, how does that $3 million prize sound? If you are the solo player and you win the World Cup, $3 million, cha-ching, in your bank account. So let me know down in the comment section. With that out of the way, let's head on over to the next story we got lined up for you. All right, so if you are like me, and you happen to have a desktop computer or laptop computer, and you browse around a variety of websites on a daily basis, you usually get a lot of those website notification prompts like, do you want to allow this site to show pop-ups or notifications in your browser? To which I say to like every single one of them, no. And I tried on my site as well. Hopefully I removed that option. I know it was annoying. I've had it installed in the past. Now it's just this little red bell that if you are interested and you want notifications, you manually have to click. It'll show you subscribe for notifications, but it won't prompt you. At least it shouldn't. And if it does, I'm going to yell at it again and tell it not to do that. But yeah, apparently, did you know that browsing the web on a desktop computer can sometimes feel like a carefully crafted test of your sanity? You've got the ads and autoplaying videos popping up left and right, and you've even got pop-ups from sites asking you permission to send even more pop-ups in the form of notifications. It's enough to make anyone crazy. Well, don't know about you, but I almost never want a website to send me notifications, not while I'm actively looking at the site, and certainly not while it's closed. Thankfully, a minute or two of simple tweaking can stop your browser from ever allowing such invasive invitations to pester you again. So, if you're interested, they have instructions for Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. Just follow the steps below in this article. The article also goes on to say your sanity will thank you. So they go to some notifications in Chrome and then in Firefox and Safari. It's like do not disturb and turn off preferences and everything else. So I will have the link to this article in the show notes. The title of the article is How to Stop Those Annoying Website Notification Prompts. So, finally got that tip squeezed in there for you, and I'll probably be taking a good look at this myself and turning up off notifications or the prompts because I'm getting sick and tired of it. If I'm interested and I'm visiting a website, I don't want you to bug me the first time to say, buy this stuff. Notification? No, I don't even know what the heck I'm doing. And most of the time I'm visiting a site. You don't want to know how many collections of websites I visit on a daily basis. I got to visit at least like 30 new domains every single stinking day, and like 15 to 20 of them have that. It's so stupidly annoying. So yeah, this option exists for those of you like me who are annoyed by it. And if you actually do implement this, let us know down in the comments section if it worked, it didn't work. That would be great. And with that, let's head on over to the next story we got. Oh, right, gadget news. No, not really so much computer news, but we will be looking at a phone, namely the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL. So there's a new leak out that reveals the key specs that we should be looking at. Now, for those of you wondering, Google Pixel's smartphone has become something of an anomaly in the smartphone market. When it comes to hype, Google Pixel's phones are always among the most talked about Android phones when they begin to leak ahead of launch. Pre-buzz launch buzz is par for the course for any unreleased smartphone when leaks start picking up steam, of course, but what's interesting about Google phones like the upcoming Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL is the amount of chatter they stir up, and I guarantee you they do it deliberately. There's a lot of hype surrounding the Pixel 4 series, but when it comes to sales, they are barely a blip on the radar. Apple's iPhone, Samsung's Galaxy flagships, and Huawei's high-end handsets sell by the millions all over the world. Meanwhile, Google Pixel's phones have always been a big disappointment when it comes to sales, and things are actually getting worse, not better. Hardware results reflect lower year-on-year sales of Pixel, reflecting, in part, heavy promotional activity industry-wide given some of the recent pressures in the premium smartphone market. According to Google CFO Ruth Porat said on the company's first quarter earnings call back in April. That's right, Pixel 3 series is actually selling worse than the Pixel 2, which itself didn't sell very well according to estimates. So, will the Pixel 4 be the big break Google's looking for? Well, the short answer to that question is probably not. There's just too much competition out there right now, and the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL won't have anywhere near as much support from retail sales associates as iPhones and Galaxy phones. They got those spread all over the place. On top of that, they won't be available in nearly as many markets as Apple and Samsung's smartphone lineups. They also won't have billions of marketing and advertising dollars behind them. So yeah, the odds are indeed stacked against Google's new Pixel 4 series, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we can look forward to a big upgrade this year. So for those of you who do have the Pixel 3, is what we're looking at for the 4s. Heck, Google already confirmed as much when it posted this image on one of its official Twitter accounts. And in case you're wondering, and you're listening to the podcast going, can I see something? Yep. Head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget and you can watch today's podcast as a video if you so want to. The image above confirms that the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL will have a new square camera array that packs two sensors instead of one. These will be the first Pixel phones ever to have a dual lens rear camera, and it's still unclear exactly what purpose that second camera sensor will serve. Also unclear, at least based on the official teaser image, is pretty much everything else there is to know about the phone. There's obviously plenty of rumors out there right now, but BGR's reliable inside sources have been able to confirm the few key specs for both the Pixel 4 and the Pixel 4 XL. First, we can confirm that the Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL will have slightly larger displays than the 3s. The 4's display resolution is 2280 by 1080, while the Pixel 3 had a 2160 by 1080. Meanwhile, the larger Pixel 4 XL is 3040 by 1440 pixel display, which is an upgrade from the 2960 by 1440 pixel screen on the Pixel 3 XL. On top of that, we can confirm that the Pixel 4 and the XL will both come with 6 gigs of RAM, which is an upgrade compared to the 4 gigs of LPDDR4X RAM in the Pixel 3s. We also know conclusively that there will be a 128 gig storage option on both the Pixel 4 and XL, though it's still unclear what other capacities will be available. It's also not clear if the higher end Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL models might come with additional RAM, but it's not really something Google's done in the past, so they aren't expected to announce them until sometime in October, so there's still plenty of time to learn more ahead of their release in just over 3 months. And if you're listening 3 months from now, well, hello from the past, future person. Hopefully it lined up with what your predictions were and it's actually right. I can't really say any more, but that's the Pixel 4. So bigger screen, more RAM, and more storage. There you go. With that out of the way, let's head on over to today's final article. And yes, Overwatch gaming news for the last article that we got. So for those of you listening and tuning in to Overwatch matches all over the world and who love playing Overwatch, I haven't picked up the game in a couple of months, so shame on me, I know, but I got news to report. I found this for you guys, so at least be happy with that. So Overwatch is finally letting you pick and queue for a specific hero class, and no, it's not live yet. It's not live, but it is in the process, which usually means give it a patch or two and it usually hits live. So players have been asking it for years and finally it's arrived. Blizzard is introducing role queue to Overwatch. From today, players in the PTR will be able to beta test the feature that allows them to choose the role they want to play, tank, support, or damage before a match begins. Usually this decision making happens in a fairly fraught 40 seconds before a match starts as everyone is selecting their heroes in response to other players' roles choices, so it's not uncommon to feel bummed out as a team comes together or somebody picks your champ that you want to play and you're the only one good at it and so the other stupid players playing champion apparently says, I can play a better Hanzo than you can. You watch him die like 15 times and you're like, I only died 4 and I guarantee you I wouldn't have done that stupid move that cost us the flag game-winning point, idiot. Anyways, but now, if you're in competitive or quick play, you can choose your role before the game starts and the system will match two tanks two supports, and two damage heroes to create a team. Each of the roles has its own queue, and you'll be able to see estimates for the wait times for each. This generally will be down to the number of players queuing for a particular role. There may also be rewards on offer to help balance out the distribution of players. Blizzard has also made a couple of other tweaks to ensure matches remain as fair as possible. Players will earn a separate skill rating for each role in competitive play and be assigned a tier per role based on that rating, namely Bronze, Silver, Gold, Platinum, Diamond, or Grandmaster. This will help the matchmaking system create teams on an evenly skilled basis. Role queue will affect hero balance, especially for heroes such as Brigitte, who is most potent as a third healer or tank, and as such, Blizzard is upgrading her kit to provide more healing overall while decreasing her survivability to help solidify her as a, I guess, more as a solid support hero. The feature is currently available on the public test region on PC. And here you go, just as I figured, we'll be coming to live servers starting with a role queue beta season in patch 1.39. It will be fully available for quick and competitive play from September 1st for the start of competitive season 18. So, yes, you're finally getting it. Something that's been in league for like years and years and years at this point. But it's just like, why does it take some companies so long to just implement a very simple system? It's not that difficult. Some people are like, I'm the best Hanzo in the world. And if that's the case, look, I sit here, I pick my role, I pick my Hanzo, and oh, look at that, I'm Grandmaster at it. Well, duh, I don't want to be this Grandmaster Hanzo player and then sit here and be stuck playing Brigitte or Bastion for some odd reason. I don't know. Who knows? It's like, I want to play the two or three or four champions I'm good at. I can't do many more than that unless I'm like some craze out of my mind person who just plays Overwatch for 8 hours a day. I'm looking at you, Tim the Tap Man, because you did that for a short time and now it's Fortnite. But yeah, then you probably get pretty good at virtually all of them, but why be a jack of all trades, master of none, when you can just play several champions really, really well and then say, I guess I'll play other champions if I need to, but these are my most comfortable picks. Like, I have a main tank player that I like to play, and then I have an off-tank support or my secondary tank pick if I need to, rather. And then I have my main damage pick that I like to pick, and my backup damage that I like to pick, my healing main that I like to pick, and my backup healing main, and it's usually about as far as I go. Because I don't want to really vary it up too much, because usually the champions that I play, I know exactly what the opposite matchup will be, what I'm facing, as well as how I can best complement my team comp as well. All that thought factor that goes into those frantic 40 seconds when you're like, well, what the heck do you guys playing? What's the other team going to be playing? We should probably queue for that just in case, or if we need to swap between them. But I can play this one and shift into that role if I need to, and if this wasn't working out halfway into the match, I can swap out and pick another one. You know the role. And if you're sitting there wondering, Taylor, what the heck are you talking about? Welcome to the world of Overwatch. I see you've never played a match before. I figured I'd get that out of the way. So, with that out of the way, drop in the comments if this is something that you're looking forward to, if you're excited about it, if you want to learn more about it, if you're part of the PTR and what your thoughts are on it so far. This might actually get me back into playing Overwatch just to test it out, make sure that it's, you know, I like the queue system and how it's working. Otherwise, I'll just jump in quick play or most likely Rumble. So, with that out of the way, that wraps up today's final story. And with that, thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Delays in Tech News. New episodes every weekday. Delays in Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by clicking that like button and by leaving a comment. And if you're listening to the podcast, welcome. Make sure you're subscribed, and also be sure to leave us a review out on Apple Podcasts or Google or however else you are listening. It really, really helps. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and remember, for the latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.